Kiss.
This is Big Papa in the Morning.
Big Papa?
Yes, sir.
Say hello to Natalie Z.
Natalie Z, good morning.
Is that your born name, Big Papa?
You know what? That's exactly what happened. I popped out and my mom's like, wow, that's Big Papa.
I think you're one of my ringtones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
What? Do you have your phone on you?
Or are
you
no, or it's upstairs.
I see
how
you
are. In the sleeping room.
Oh, the sleeping room, you say?
Yeah.
It's 97.9 105.5 KISS FM. On the phone, Natalie Z, Justify, Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock on FX. Is there anyone else in your sleeping room right now? Is there a way for me to get an invitation?
I don't know that you'd want to be in the sleeping room right now. There's another boy in there.
Another boy?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, I know. Sorry.
Is it a guy you're involved with, or is it like your kid?
No, it's my husband.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, I won't. I'm in a different area code, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know. It's much earlier here, by the way.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't count.
Oh, okay, great. Perfect. Well, come on over.
Yeah, different area code. In fact, I'm in a different state, different time. Yeah, it doesn't count with me because I pass all the different rules.
So crossing state borders is not cheating.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, word up. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, hypothetically, of course.
Of course.
Not
for real.
So before we get to Justified,
yes.
I absolutely loved Dirty Sexy Money.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
I really did. I thought that show was smart and it was really good, and I was really disappointed when that went away.
Well, we all kind of were, but we sort of saw it coming. We got two really good years, and like every morning we thought we're going to get the call, it's going to be canceled. So it wasn't necessarily a surprise, but it was really kind of disappointing.
Well, yeah. Now, when you go on to a show like that, like your Dirty Sexy Money had a really good cast with some people that, you know, that you've heard of, and it had some backing behind it, some promotion behind it. Do you ever feel safe when you're on a show? Or is it just
like you do
your thing and you're just, it's almost like a baseball manager or a morning show DJ. Every day is one day closer to you losing your job.
Yeah. Is that how you feel? I'm so glad it's not just us.
You have no idea.
It's awful, isn't it? Every morning, you're like, oh, today's the day I'm going to get fired.
But now you're on, Justified. It's Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on FX. Tell us about the show.
The show's kind of, it's sort of a modern-day Western it's being billed as. And it's about this guy, Raylan Givens, who's a character based on an Elmore Leonard short story. He's the guy who wrote Get Shorty and Out of Sight and a huge number of different things that have been adapted for the film.
For film, actually.
And this is, I believe this is the first foray. Well, they did Karen Sisko on ABC a few years ago. But aside from that, this is the first sort of foray into television. And it's about a U.S. Marshal who sort of, you know, wears a big cowboy hat and has a nice little strut and is this kind of walking anachronism. He takes names and kicks ass. And I don't know if you can say that, but...
kind of like a modern-day Chuck Norris.
Yeah, kind of like a Chuck Norris meets McCloud meets John Wayne, maybe.
Does he have the draw?
People seem to be really, really responding to him. There's not I don't think we've seen a lot like him, especially lately. So I think there's this sort of the newness to this guy that people are really, really getting into.
Again, it's Justified Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on FX. Natalie Z. Does he call people pilgrim? Because that's my favorite part.
Yes, he does. He does.
He absolutely.
Spoiler alert.
Come on, pilgrim.
Oh, that's good. That's great. Is that your John Wayne?
That's all I got.
That's nice.
I got one line. That's
all you need.
Seriously.
It's true.
Absolutely. So Justified, it's just getting going here. It's got to be just like when we talked about Dirty Sexy Money. It's got to be exciting for the premiere and the start of the new show. It's got to be. Exciting, a lot of different emotions.
It is. It's well. What's great about this is that on cable, there's a lot less pressure to get, you know, 10 million viewers on the get-go, which is sort of, you know, in this day and age impossible. But we watch TV differently than we did even 5 years ago. So
absolutely.
It's been really great to. There's a little less pressure, so we can enjoy the fact that people are really getting into it.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't feel like, you know, I'm going to get the call every morning. Listen, it's not good.
It's also cool because on FX, you can push the envelope a little bit more. Just look at Nip Tuck. I mean, my Lord.
Well, they encourage it. I did The Shield a few years ago,
right.
And I remember hearing that generally a network, especially on, you know, broadcast television, will call up the producers and say, listen, you need to back off, you need to tone it down a little. And I remember them saying that the folks at FX would call with notes and say, you need to push it more. We need more, you like, go to the edge with this, which is just a dream come true for writers and producers of TV.
Absolutely. I would imagine as you're filming stuff, you know, when you're on the line, you know, you're like, wow, can we actually do this? Is that...
We oftentimes will say the words, are we going to be able to get away with this?
Yeah, because you're so used to... I mean, you did... am I wrong? You did soap operas early on?
I did, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Well, I you're saying that like it's a dirty little secret.
No,
you know?
It's not. It's so good. It's a great training ground. It's a boot camp. But it's also... I think it's certainly not taken as seriously as it should be because it is hard.
Yeah,
it's one of the hardest things you can do, I think, as an actor.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you start off with that, and you did the Dirty Sexy Money, so you're used to having the network eye on you, if you will.
Indeed, yeah. I've certainly been told no a number of times.
Whoever that was should be fired because, I mean,
have you
met you? Because,
oh,
damn.
Come on.
No, really. Really, I Googled you before you got on the phone, and wow, you are gorgeous. You have a very lucky sleeping husband right now.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell him you said so.
Yeah, make sure you say, hey, honey, you just remember something. You sleeping in right there. Big Papa says you should be counting your stars right now.
You should be like, Big Papa, your dad called?
Yeah. It's Natalie Z. It's Justified, Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on FX. Before I let you go, it's something we do with all you big-time celebrities.
Mm.
It's called the Quick Sits. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you.
Okay, I'm nervous.
All right. If you weren't an actress, what would you be doing for a living?
Oh, I'd probably be an out-of-work actress.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy? The mirror.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Mm. Oh, God, that's a good one. Hold on, it was recent. I know I only have 60 seconds. Oh, God, it's embarrassing. Kesha.
TikTok?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Oh, I like Heine.
Okay. And finally, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
I'm going to try and be clever, but I can't because as much as I hate it, I kind of love my iPhone. I hate my iPhone, but I love it.
That's okay. Is there a particular game or like a particular, are you on Facebook all the time on your iPhone?
Oh, no. I'm like, hey, look at this thing. It's a phone. I'm so archaic. I don't use it for anything but dialing numbers.
It's Natalie Z, Justified, Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on FX. Are you online at all? Do you have a website or anything?
You know, I don't, but I'm going to get on that just because you asked.
You should. That way it's a lot easier for me to cyberstalk you, and we can hook up this bi-coastal, you know, menage. How do you do?
Then I will get on that this afternoon.
Nice. Nice. It's on like Donkey Kong.
Awesome.
Natalie Z, Justified, Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on FX. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Natalie Z, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Pop in the morning on KISS FM.